Yes, 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 we are live back on the Be About It show. And yes, happy Africa Month to Aotearoa, but also to the big, wide, beautiful world out there. I hope you're having a beautiful day. We were playing some African tunes in the morning just to bring that Ubuntu vibe into the studio, but also out to the big, wide world. And what better way to introduce our guest, our star, our amazing Queen of Africa, Mama Africa. I see her as an auntie. I see her as a everything you can think of, she is it. And we've got Evelyn Park, who is a monumental pioneer, a leader within our African community. Super blessed and honored to have her on air, for just even have her time. She is such a busy queen, but she's taking the time to come on air to speak more about Africa Day that's going down this Saturday, fam. And we are super excited to have her. Jumbo and kia ora, Queen Evelyn. How are we feeling today? Yes, Fano, we are live with our beautiful Evelyn Park, and we're just gonna double check if she can clearly hear us. Kia ora, Queen Evelyn, can you? I'm just double checking you can hear us on air.
Kia ora. Yay! I can hear you.
Yay. I just want to do my African scream. That's how we know.
Oh,
we're
look, this is it. All right, let's do it together.
I love it. You know what, Auntie Eve, I am so excited to have you on air. I miss you.
I miss you too. But I see all the incredible work you're doing out there. As I said to you before, wish we could duplicate you, honey. You know, we appreciate you so much.
Auntie Eve, thank you for taking the time out for today just to have a little bit of a kōrero on Africa Day. It's we're celebrating 5 years at our monumental spot at Silo Park, just with all of our community coming together. And before we get into it, Auntie Eve, please introduce your beautiful self to the world.
Okay, so my name is Evelyn Park, or known as Eve. I am a former or past president of the African Communities Forum Incorporated, which is called ACOFI. And I continue to be a supporter in the background, you know, and just part of the community leadership, advocating, organizing, and connecting, you know, our people here in Aotearoa in New Zealand. Yeah, so that's who I am. So my leadership has always been centered around unity, cohesion, visibility, and creating platforms where African communities can be seen, heard, respected, and celebrated. So that's a little bit about me. And I also sell houses. There you go.
Yes. Which we've been sharing as well for those that aren't aware. Evelyn does so much in the community, and she's still doing so much in the community. Auntie Eve, what is Africa Day all about? Just for those that aren't aware of Africa Day, that are planning their week, that are coming through, that want to know more about Africa Day, what's Africa Day all about?
Yeah, so Africa Day to me is really, to most Africans, a celebration of unity, identity, heritage, culture, and contribution. So globally, Africa Day is connected to the founding of the Organization of African Unity in 1963, which later became the African Union. So this day has a deep historic meaning.
Yes.
It reminds us that Africa is not one story. It's not one culture or one country. Africa is 54 countries, many languages, many traditions, many histories, and a powerful shared spirit of resilience and creativity. So here in New Zealand, Africa Day is our opportunity to bring that richness into public view through food, music, dance, fashion, art, business, storytelling, children's activities, and community connections. So it is a moment where we bring everything that is African here in Auckland for the non-Africans to come and be part of it.
I love that. I love that. And thank you for the history as well. For those that are tuning in, this is what Africa Day is all about. And, you know, in regards to this beautiful day here in Aotearoa especially, it's taken a lot for you and many other leaders who have done the groundwork, the foundation for many of us to come and actually celebrate. And how has that been, Auntie Eve, you know, really bringing everyone together to celebrate this monumental day?
It's been wonderful to actually watch the progression, and you cannot talk about something as monumental as Africa Day without paying homage, respect, and acknowledging the people that were there before us. The African Communities Forum Incorporated has existed as a body that endeavors to bring all Africans together in Auckland for over a decade now. And those people had such an incredible vision in my mind to go, once we do this, in the future, what does this look like? And it has grown. It has been celebrated in smaller halls. And I think in 2017, it was celebrated at, Roscoe Youth Center in Mount Roscoe, where it was called the Ubuntu, Africa celebration. And so it has taken different forms, from smaller groups to medium groups. And so in acknowledging the progression, it's acknowledging the movers and the visionaries from that era. But then if we come back to where it is now at Silo Park in Auckland Viaduct, we do need to acknowledge the youth, really. It is the young people who saw this opportunity to go big, to be bold. And I'd like to mention a few, although it's very difficult to acknowledge a few people out of hundreds that bring together. But at that particular time, 5 years ago, people like Nadine Nahimana and Rebecca Williams and Lola were part of the main vision to take this to the bigger stage. And the rest of us, we come together to support and fill in so that it is sustainable. So, yeah, that's kind of what that means, like just casting a little bit of clarity on the progression of it. So, yes, we've been there, but we didn't start this. We have been custodians and we pass it on, but we remain supporters. Yeah.
Love it, love it. And this is why we have our beautiful African queen on here. For those that are just tuning in right now, if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you are on the website and you're tuning in, we have got Evelyn Park, one of our amazing African leaders that is speaking more about Africa Day 2026. I've got the link right now where you can just click, jump on Instagram and see what's happening. There's going to be music, markets, dance, food, arts. There's going to be a celebration of unity. And it brings me to my next question, Auntie Eve. Who and what are we going to be seeing more of at Africa Day? Because I know it starts from the morning, goes all the way till the evening. But, you know, for yourself, what has it been like, just to share to many that haven't been or wanting to come through? How has that been throughout the day, just seeing what happens in the morning and taking us through to the evening?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because a lot of people just hear, oh, a festival, what is it that you experience? You know, it's because this is more than just about the dancing. Because, yes, look, I'm a music lover and my son is a creative, and I know that where there's music, I will be there. However, there is so much more to this. So starting from the morning, this is where we come together with the people of the land. Tangata Whenua, we have got our incredible supporters from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei that have supported us at Silo Park. They come every year and they'll be there before that to do to do a karakia for us, and I love that particular part of it, because This is where African culture meets Maori culture. And we get acknowledged, we get received. It's like every year there's a fresh welcome, there's a fresh door open, like another door every day. Every year there's a door open for us. Welcome. You belong here now. You're part of us. And I think that particular part of the celebration is so critical for our young people, for new arrivals to be a part of, to see that this is not a hostile land. We are part of it now. We are Afro-Kiwis, and we feel welcomed year after year, and I just truly love that. But then we also see, you know, the stakeholders that support our community leaders, that support the event itself, you know, people from the Ministry for Ethnic Communities come, other funders like Foundation North come, the council people come, the mayor can see that, you know, this now becomes, look, we get tourists that are coming if they're staying in hotels nearby. The curiosity of what is going on down there just blows people's mind and they come. So that particular part of the morning I love so much because our leaders come, from the National Council leaders to the business people leaders, you know, from Afropreneur, the National Council leaders. Then we have people from ACOFI itself, the executive and the either the president or the acting president. Everybody comes. And we are just one at that particular time. I just truly love that. It's really good. And as soon as that's done, then you see, well, you know, the events coordinators, everything is just open. The stores, the smiles, the food, the smells, you know, everything just comes to life. And the children's area, year after year, we are seeing more and more families coming. And I spent a lot of time last year in the children's area. I was just blown away. There were kids of every nationality, and they concentrated, and they painted, and they colored, and they danced. And it was just the most beautiful vibe. And I just thought, this is what life is about. So, and as an African community, to be part of something so beautiful, so inclusive, so bold, and it unites more than just the Africans, blows my mind. So it's a family day. People can expect all sorts of things to happen. Grandmas can come. So we did a little, I think there was a bit of a little survey that Eke Panuku, who were part of the sponsors, did. And the age group of who came really started from something like 5 to about 75. So it's family friendly, it's community friendly. And also when we talk about this small, medium enterprises, this is their playground. And I've been talking about this in another forum where we are. It's like, even for us Africans, we go and discover people that are innovative in our community. I used to own a hair salon for 15 years, and one of the most hardest thing was to find products here in New Zealand, easily accessible, that just makes the African hair feel, look gorgeous. It took me meeting somebody, a beautiful lady called Raina, at Africa Day, to discover that she has formulated the most incredible hair product. And I'm a fan, and I've been buying ever since. Now, this is a product that is truly export quality. So I see events such as this for the African community, it's not just about dancing, it's not just about the cultural exchange and the cohesiveness and being proud and loud as an African. It is our platform to say to the rest of the New Zealand community, or in Auckland especially, because that's where we are, to say we are innovators, we are creators, we are, you know, futuristic people. We want to be part of the development, the growth, and the economic contribution of this country. This is who we are. You know, we are part of a broader picture. So that is what people are going to experience. It's everything, really.
Oh, you see, everyone, why I why I bring on Auntie Eve, because there's so much wisdom, light, and love. And, you know, there's just Africa Day itself. Even when you're walking into Silo Park, for those that are tuning in right now, you just get excited just seeing everyone. And Auntie Eve was just literally speaking on what you will see and experience at Africa Day. And I want to highlight what you mentioned about your hair business, Auntie Eve. Like, that is 100% true. Like, so many people come to Africa Day and get inspired and empowered to do so much more. So it's not just the experience. You actually go home just empowered and inspired to do more. And it just blows up. So I just can't wait for you all to experience what Auntie Eve is mentioning about. And I wanted to say, it's 5 years. Like, it's been so great. I wanted to bring a little bit back of, in terms of the history of Africa Day as well, and what it means. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted Auntie Eve to come on, because she's been there from the very beginning, and to, from the community center times, you know, and from when it was just an idea. And Auntie Eve, how amazing is it to celebrate 5 years, to see the growth and the record I saw on some of the, platforms for Africa Day, even Instagram, and the images, the photographers, like the amount of people. We got thousands and thousands of people coming to Africa Day, and to see that starting off from when it was at a community center, or just an idea with the aunties and the communities and with the leaders. Auntie Eve, how does that for yourself and the many others that are seeing Africa Day grow even bigger each year?
Yeah, you know, and that's why I started by paying homage, respect, and acknowledgement to the founders of the organization, which is the Akofi. You know, look, and it is always difficult, because they are names of people that are always on the tip of your tongue, and you mention some and you go, but we were there too. There's a lot of people that have been there before us, and there's one man that we all know, Uncle Koulibaly Boubacar, and we've got Dr. Charles Douamene, who has actually done a lecture once at University of Auckland, just walking us through the history of Africa Unity Day and Africa Day, and it is mind-blowing. But to answer your question, to come back to how that has been to see it grow and come back to here, I just want to bring clarity to one point. It got here because, in my view, people before us and our young people looked at the fact that there was a time we could exist at a town hall, at a community center, there was a time we could exist just in someone's backyard. But the community has evolved. You, yourself, and all the young people we call our youth, you are global citizens. You see things differently. And you can see that to integrate, you know, properly in this community, we do have to grow. And what does growth look like? We probably need a bigger playground. And Silo Park was such that the young people led this vision. We, at the time I was president, because I'm past president, we saw the need to support, to just give the foundation, to liaise with the stakeholders, to show that there is a future in supporting this, because funding is tight and they don't just throw money around. You have to prove that there's value for taxpayers' money to be spent wisely and not just thrown around. So seeing this progression, seeing the community and participation grow from 1,000 people to 10,000 to 15,000, it's incredible. And that's why this is now, we need to prove sustainability. How are we going to hold this space? Yeah. And how are we going to continue? Who else comes to play in this playground? Mm. So I am, from my point of view, I feel it's time for more of our young people. And I really hope that some of them are listening. And if they're not listening, they'll probably listen to a recording. young people get involved. The future of African leadership, the future of African growth, community and stability is in your hands. We can only support you, even with this Africa Day. I'm just going to be like a little grandma in the corner with the children, because I love that. I love to support the children's area. I'll be there. But I want to see that grow, to keep growing, because there's room for growth. And it also becomes a place where new arrivals come to people who speak their language. Like last year, I made a couple of women that had just literally arrived, and they were like, we're so excited. I just met somebody who speaks Swahili, like myself. I'm like, hey, this is what this is about, you know. So, yeah, so it's the progression has been wonderful to see. And I would love to see more of the youth people. And you guys are doing great things, actually. I should acknowledge. I know there's Adorate who's been doing Africa Month, and there's incredible stuff, exhibitions and all sorts. There's just not enough time to talk about these things. Yeah. But, you know, and Black creatives are doing their thing. And I know that the executive of Akofi with acting president Adekemi Ajayi and Nadine and them have been in the background. So there's a lot of big mahi going on. And all we need to do, if you're listening, is just come on, let's turn up. Let's turn up, let's turn out. Let's bring our neighbors, our friends from church, our work colleagues, because it's something like most people would never experience, or have never experienced before. Our food is something that is just newly being discovered in New Zealand cuisine, and they're loving it. So, yeah.
I'm just, again, getting inspired and empowered by your words, Auntie Eve, and I just love the fact that you captivate everything. And just in a message for those that are tuning in right now, we're speaking more about Africa Day that's going on this coming Saturday. Auntie Eve, you left a message in our group chat, which really, I love the wisdom when you and many other leaders drop in that group chat. You said, you know, this is about us. You know, bring it all together for us. And that really got to me because, you know, like you mentioned, everyone is doing so many things in different, you know, ways and elements. But I love how you say, bring it all together because we are stronger in unity. And is that something that you always carry, Auntie Eve, for the many projects and events and many things you have done very successfully for our African community? Because I really love the way that you speak and unify everyone together.
Oh, look, thank you for that acknowledgement. And it's we all get into spaces, whether it's leadership or management or whatever you want to call it, or creative space, because it's something that begins from within you. And for me, I only know to do things one way, meaningfully. If I don't believe in something, I don't waste time. And I believe so much. So much. From the day I was inspired to be president of the community, unity was my first focus, and I preach it all the time, because I know and I believe without unity, without collaboration, without me going, I am a good speaker or a better orator, but I am not a creative. Who is my creator? I reach out to them. I am probably better as a visionary, but I'm not good at doing the in-between, connecting things together. Who is my connector? That part to me, if it's lacking, it is just kiss goodbye to anything you're doing. So unity is so critical, but it also calls for humility.
Yes.
When you don't know what you don't know, do not pretend you do, because you are carrying people behind you that have put trust and belief in you, because that belief is paving a way for the next generation. And if you destroy people's trust, it is difficult to hold a community together. Very difficult. It's not just in the African community. It is worldwide. We've seen it. We are living it today. You know? So So I just think that this is what it is. We there is no option in my mind other than one thing. Choose to stand together. Choose to acknowledge each other's strengths. Acknowledge when you find that you are lacking in some way. We were created, depending on what you believe in, whether you evolved or you were created differently for a very beautiful reason, mm-hmm. is because I need you, and I need you, and I need everybody else to bring completion and clarity to the work we are doing. Leadership is a complex journey. Nobody was born to know everything, but we are here to tap into each other's energy. And that's why I've always said, nobody owns Africa Day. Nobody owns it. It belongs to you. It belongs to me. It belongs to your beautiful Baba, Tina. It is ours together. So for it to remain beautiful and strong and to grow, we got to do it together.
I love, love, love. And Auntie Eve, thank you so much for just your time, your love, your credibility, your blessing. She is just monumental as well. And you can catch her at Africa Day for those that are tuning in. And for those that need a bit of information, we have got Africa Day 2026. It's all over Facebook, all over Instagram. And guess what? It's on Google as well. So you can't run away from it. Africa Day 2026. It is on Discover Auckland. You can just literally pop it in. If you need to get the location, Silo Park, Wynyard Quarter, it's even got directions. So if you want to just pop it into your GPS, easy as. And speaking of carpooling, that's a big one. If you don't have the means to get there, there is better transport. You can catch the train from your location. There's also a setting of a location base of where you can actually catch the train. So if you're coming from south, east, west, you have actually...
And buses.
Yes. And out of Auckland as well, there's a location base that you can click on. Thank God for people from Auckland Council and Auckland Live that put this on. We appreciate your mahi. You can just click... So easy. I'm on it right now. Click the link. It gives you a space of where to actually catch your train, your bus, or come with your family and carpool. It's easier, it's cheaper, and it's more affordable. We know the petrol's not petroling. And before we wrap up for today, Auntie Eve, do you have any last words or acknowledgements that you'd like to leave with our community?
Oh, I acknowledge you, first of all. Thank you for the mahi that you do. You are such an inspiration. You're always... Nothing beats you down, and I thank the universe that we had the opportunity to work together during my leadership. That was just awesome. But I just want to give a very big thank you for the founders of Akofi all those decades ago. I want to say thank you to the group of young people who had the vision to bring us to Silo Park, and I want to thank all the people that support, that fund. I want to thank the vendors. My goodness, without the arts and crafts and the artists that actually bring the entertainment and the food and the whatever, I want to thank all of you. And there's a lot of people to thank, but that's just everyone involved. All the volunteers that are on the list this year, thank you. Nothing can be done without you. And a thank you to Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. They are incredible. They've held our ground, and we do this on their land, and they come out every year to support us. I think that's wonderful. And thank you for giving me the platform to speak to you and the audience.
Love it. And there you have it. That is our beautiful Evelyn Park, or I like to say Sister Eve or Auntie Eve, who is live on the Be About It show. And I'm going to be having also our social media queen Cecilia, who's going to be sharing all things beautiful on our social media for Planet FM. And you can catch everything right here, right now on 104.6. Jump all, everyone. Happy Africa Month, and come along on Saturday with your family. Ka kite!
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, yes, yes. For those that aren't aware, we are just super blessed to have, you know what, our very own community coming together just to celebrate. And we are one minute away from finishing up, wrapping up the show. And I just have to say, if you want to know and learn a little bit about Africa, this is the place you need to be at. If you are in your car, if you are at home, if you're studying, if you are grabbing a feed, I want you guys to put it on your notes. Africa Day 2026. It's a free event for you and your family. And what better way to celebrate it right here, right now in Aotearoa, Okalani. And from me to you, make sure you keep shining. Keep smiling and keep having a beautiful day. It is really sunny outside. Ka kite, everyone. Have a beautiful